Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London cabbie, Tyler, anti-EU campaigner, here with my view from the cab. So, another week and another load of unknown, unfounded forecasts on what might, may or could happen if we pull out of the EU and our government and the Bank of England do absolutely nothing whatsoever to help the economy. We are told that the country will probably face a couple of years of austerity. Well, we're actually £1.5 trillion in debt and rising. And as long as that is the case, then we'll forever be facing austerity, surely, as a huge chunk of our money will have to go towards paying the interest being taken from other areas. Now, these forecasts of doom from the Treasury are being given in the hope that we'll remain, so they'll never be able to be proven wrong anyway. It's a bit like me betting you £1 million that the world won't end in 20 years. If it doesn't, I'm a millionaire, and if it does, I'll never have to pay you anyway. I'd like to see the Treasury come up with some forecasts for if we stay in. You know, how much or little wages will rise, how much house prices will rise, making it impossible to own one, how much bigger the black hole will get in the NHS's budget due to the strains being put on it, how much we'll lose by not trading to the best of our ability with the rest of the world, how much more we'll have to pay into the EU over the next decade, and so on. I think the Remainers are far better able to forecast what will happen if we stay in, but obviously they're too afraid to. So I'm all up for these so-called experts making these forecasts as long as they do it for both scenarios. And if they're proven wrong, face losing their jobs. By all means, tell us what you think will happen either way, but offer to put your money where your mouth is and put your necks on the line. The last couple of days I've been thinking about who will be the real winners and losers if we do leave the EU. Now, the biggest losers undoubtedly will be all the politicians and bureaucrats who work for the EU. Now, whether the Kinnocks and co carry on receiving their pensions, I don't know. The next biggest losers will be the big corporates, who are benefiting hugely from the amount of cheap labour flooding into Britain. Then you've got the Germans. It has been estimated a Brexit will cost the German economy £35 billion. Next up, your French farmers, followed by your Dutch trawlers. As we regain our fishing waters and the common agricultural policy becomes obsolete, the overseas property investors who have made certain developments in London ghost towns whilst driving up house prices and rents for everybody will almost certainly be on the losers list too. ISIS will probably be there, as it will become harder to get to Britain as proper border controls come into force. And let's not forget all the NGOs and quangos that receive EU money that is actually our money to begin with. Yep, no medal then for coming second in a referendum. No wonder they're fighting dirty. If the real people of this country vote for a Brexit, then the real people will be the winners. A victory for the Leave side will be a victory for local communities, mums getting their children doctor's appointments and school places, old people being able to afford to heat their homes thanks to falling fuel bills, young couples being able to get on the housing ladder, and workers seeing their wages rise. And then further afield there'll be winners too. The Scandinavian countries will follow us, the Greeks with their austerity ended, even African companies, and then the entire Commonwealth. Yes, the real people of this world will be the winners if we leave. Let's not disappoint them. Right, have yourselves a great long weekend, and I'll be back with you next week. Until then, stay safe and be lucky.